Hello and welcome to Nikonian's News Flash. Today is November 4th, 2006, and I'm your host, Jessica Odell. In the news this week, and first up, I'd like to give kudos to our very own Nikonian D. Schiff, otherwise known as Daryl Schiff. He is one of only 100 photographers to be featured in the exhibit called The Collectible Moment: Photographs in the Norton Simon Museum, which is in Pasadena, California. And that exhibit is ongoing and will run through the 26th of February, 2007. So if you are in the area or will be in the area, please check out that exhibit and see what Daryl has to offer. As well, Adobe has announced the official production status of Camera Raw 3.6. That software is now out of beta version and will hopefully be out fairly soon, and maybe we'll get a review of that one of these days. Fantasy has updated their underwater housings for, yes, you D50 and D70 owners should be happy. Those two cameras have that updated housing, so anyone bemoaning the updates and upgrades and availability of stuff for these two particular camera bodies can rest assured that people out there are looking after us. And if you do some underwater photography and have one of those bodies, you're in luck. We've got some updated housings. Just they're a bit better all around. I think there's updated O-rings and just better waterproofing is the best way to put it. And last in the news this week is the Nikon Solutions Expo, which is coming up on December 5th and 6th of this year at the Olympia Conference Center in London. So, you European Nikonians and British Nikonians, if you can get to London, this is a free expo. All you have to do is register, and you can do that quickly online. And what'll happen as soon as you register, you will get on the list. And about 2 weeks prior to the event, as far as I understand, they will email you a PDF file with your little admission ticket so you can get in and check out all things Nikon, which we're always after. If you do get to go and you're in the area, feedback is always welcome. On that note, and Pat Six, I have a bit of a report from Nikonian Rick Paul. He wrote in saying that although the weather was mostly overcast, everyone had a great time, and he did emphasize that the best part of the ANPAT was the sharing of information and stories between fellow Nikonians. Well, and bears. Bears, you ask? Yes, bears. Take a look at the photo thread from ANPAT, and you'll see just some of the critters that people have been seeing. Apparently, there was a bit of friendly competition between buses or vans, as I think they were vans out there. I didn't get to go myself. Some vans saw more bears than other vans, and I think there was a bit of jealousy going on. But it appears that everybody had a great time, and one of the image doctors, Rick Walker, was out there as well, so you might be hearing something from him about the time he had out there. On to the forums, into image sharing and post pictures, the November online photo assignment is titled Wide Open Single Subject. And if you'd like to find out more about what that means, jump onto the blog and I'll have the link out for you so you can figure out what that's about and maybe go out and take some pictures and post something out there for the photo assignment. From the Travel and Getting Together forums, from Nikonians Travel and Meet, apparently there is the beginnings of a group forming in the Hartford, Connecticut area. So if you are in that particular area or nearby Hartford, check out the thread if you'd like to get together with some of your fellow Nikonians and see if you can get together, meet, maybe go out and take pictures. One never knows. But if the Northern California Nikonians have anything to say, getting together is always high on the list of priorities. Now, those of you D50 unit users who spend some time in the forums might have noticed that your user group is now the D40/D50 user group. We're not quite sure what's going on there, to be honest. There is definitely rumors of a new lower-end digital SLR body that's coming out. But I'm not going to say anything official because I haven't heard anything official, but there might be something going on. So if you use D50s or you're interested in what's coming up, please keep listening in. I'll try to have any new official information as soon as it gets out for you. And on to some other stuff I'd like to point out. Don't forget about our little search engine, Nikoscope. It's absolutely fantastic if you want to find anything, and I mean anything, in the Nikonians community. It's really helpful if you're looking for stuff, perhaps from an older post in one of the forums. Type in a couple of keywords, expand or refine your search to any forums you'd like, and you'd be surprised what you can find in there. So if you have a question that perhaps you think has been answered about 50 times over, look for it through Nikoscope first, and you might get your answer right away before posting. Or, if you want to update it, you can see if there's any old, outdated information that either you have new information for or you're questioning, don't understand. Anyway, it is an absolutely fantastic search tool. And last but not least, for all you lady Nikonians, we do have our very own forum, which is fantastic if you want to kind of get things from a slightly more female point of view, especially in terms of particular lenses, bodies, bags, all of that kind of stuff. We are, fortunately or unfortunately, depending on your point of view, built a little bit differently from our male Nikonians, and sometimes it is kind of helpful to have a female perspective on if a lens is easy to use, too heavy, anything like that. So, you ladies out there, get on the ladies forum. We'd love to hear ya and hear from ya. And I think that will wrap things up for this week of Nikonian's News Flash. Thanks once again to Rick Paul for giving me some of his feedback on the AnPat. And if anybody has any announcements, questions, comments, feel free to email me at newsflash@nikonians.org. And I will be back next week on the 11th of November for the next installment of Nikonians News Flash.